This is The Green on Delaware Public Media, and I'm Tom Byrne. The Delaware STEM Educator Awards annually celebrate K-12 educators that go above and beyond to teach and inspire students in STEM, a methodology that engages students around the subjects of science, technology, math, and engineering. Among the winners this year are the Math Marigolds, a team of math educators working to foster student interest in teaching math as a career. This week, I spoke with Brandywine High School math teacher David Maloney, who helped start the Math Marigolds, about his award-winning team and the importance of building the pool of math teachers in Delaware.
First off, why did you and your colleagues decide to start Math Marigolds?
So basically, there's a huge math teacher shortage. And basically, it started off as we've been, even though the other Math Marigolds, we all teach at different buildings across the state. We've all known each other because we attend statewide PD professional development together, and we've known each other for a very long time. And one of the people at the University of Delaware, Diana Roscoe, she was in charge at that time of the student teachers and was just interested in, like, how do we build a program? Like, how do we get more people involved? And so we kind of just started a group and we were like, hey, let's try to figure, like, what could we do? And at the time, we didn't really know. So in the early stages, this was just a organic thing of a bunch of us on Zoom talking to each other about, hey, should we start a club in our each school? Or, you know, should we just start interviewing kids? And it really just kind of started there.
Well, I was going to say, so what did you kind of wind up settling on, and how has it kind of developed? I mean, obviously, you just want to STEM Educator
right.
Award for the work you're doing. So what sets you guys apart? What has worked that's getting this kind of recognition?
Yeah. So basically, a little bit of backstory. There's that PD that I was talking about that we go to. We call it Leadership Coaching Lab. And we take teachers who all teach math, and we come together a couple times a year, usually about 4 or 5 times. And we plan together, and we do math together. We talk about lessons together. We talk about how to engage students. And it's just positive. Like it's, I can't overemphasize the positiveness that happens at that particular group, that particular PD. As our group was on the Zooms and we were talking about how could we get some kids excited or maybe teaching math, Shelley said, why don't we bring them to Leadership Coaching Lab? And we kind of had this thought of, like, could we do that? Could we bring students to a teacher PD? And how would we arrange that? How would we get, like, approval? How do we get transportation there? Like, and is it a field trip or whatever? And it just kind of started there. That first year, we only had a couple kids come, and they all loved it. They were like, wow, this is kind of cool. We're like seeing all this positivity and all these teachers. They're really talking about how to reach kids and how to get better. So that's kind of where it started. So the five of us then started all bringing students, and we would bring kids who, like, for myself, I had been interviewing kids, like, what do you like about math? Like, what's the best qualities of a math classroom? And then it kind of evolved to, like, have you ever thought about being a math teacher? And so we got a couple kids who were like, yeah, you know what? I have thought about it. You know, I think it would be neat. And so we bring these kids to this PD. And, you know, I'm at Brandywine High School. So we had to organize a field trip, got to get the field trip approval. You got to, you know, I can't take them in my own car. So I got to get a transportation approval. And then we got to go through all. But we went through all the stuff. And then we get the kids there. And, you know, it sounds weird. Like, why would high school kids want to go to a teacher professional development? But when they left, they were like, you know what? I was treated as an equal. You know, like these teachers in the room, when they randomly sorted us and were in groups, they wanted to know what I was thinking. And I'm like, absolutely. They wanted to know what you're thinking because they're good teachers who all want to know how to reach students the right way, you know? And so it kind of evolved from there. So from the five of us bringing kids, now we have more teachers bringing kids, and it's really blown up. So instead of having like 5 kids at this PD, I think Jamila counted that we had about 80 kids last year, not all at one time, but like through the year, like 80 different kids had participated in it. And this year, at our very first meeting, we had over 30. So it's growing. We're kind of planting this seed of getting kids in high school considering teaching math. And I have some more personal success stories I can share with you later. But the idea of the name Math Marigold, where it transferred from this really long title of like building a more inclusive pathway to math education, which was this big long thing, to now we're called the Math Marigolds because the marigold flower, when you plant it next to other flowers, it helps other flowers grow. It's just one of those things where, people who have gardens and love flowers, they love planting marigolds because the other flowers flourish. So the idea was, well, these positive math teachers are math marigolds. So if we can get kids around them, we'll get them to grow. And then these students become the marigolds as well, where they're creating this positive energy. And it's just this huge thing of everybody's kind of bouncing off of each other. And it's become this bigger thing where hopefully we're inspiring more young people to get into education.
So is it a little bit of just a basic premise of pulling back the curtain a little bit and letting these kids see what it is to be a math teacher?
Exactly. Exactly.
Which I guess kind of helps break down some of the maybe the hurdles to getting kids interested. I imagine one is kind of that trope that only some people are math people. Is that
Right.
like one of the things you're trying to break down a little bit?
Absolutely. One of the guidance counselors at my school, her name's Miss Susan Holman. She jokes with me all the time. She's like, we've got something like there's math teachers in the past that have, made kids afraid of math, just like you're saying. And then she's like, and then we got Mr. Maloney, who's taking kids with 1.75 GPAs and they want to be math teachers now. So it's that whole thing of, yes, trying to like get it more inclusive and get people involved,
Is there also that other
Sure.
kind of situation where kids, particularly in high school, don't see the connection between math and, again, quote unquote, real life? I mean, is that also part of what you're trying to break down here too, that they see that there's a there for them learning math and then all passing that knowledge on?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Definitely. I'm a big believer that everybody can do math. And even though there's this, like you said, this fear and this scariness to it, what we're definitely trying to promote the, everybody can find some enjoyment in this, everybody can find some connection to this, and everybody can be successful in it. And so not just connecting it to real world examples and stuff, but also just getting kids to like math, and seeing the good sides of math, not just the scary parts,
And I imagine doing that is especially important when it comes to connecting girls and students of color to math. Because obviously, one of the goals you guys talk about, I think, is having math teachers who reflect the kids they're teaching, and these kids can see themselves in the teachers. Is that also kind of important to breaking down those barriers?
It is, but I can't do anything about it myself because I'm a white male, right? But yes, it is a part of there's some truth that we want our staffs for the students to see people who look like them as their teachers. And so we do as we were doing this project, that was one of our it was one of our things that we had talked about in the beginning was maybe targeting more minority students to build that. For a while, that was one of our focuses of, and but then we could say like, well, but we're limiting ourselves, right? So we also need to like just take anybody who's interested in becoming a math teacher.
I understand one of the other areas you're focused on is teacher retention. So it's great to get new teachers, but you also want to kind of keep the good teachers you have in the classroom. Obviously issues of pay and school climate are factors here, and that's stuff that state lawmakers are working on and state officials are working on. But what are some of the things that you guys are doing as a group to keep those good math teachers in the classroom and inspiring the next generation of teachers?
Well, I think it comes back to that PD I was talking to you about. When we get together, it's so like it just gets the juices flowing and gets you back inspired. When we have those times when we come together and we share ideas, and it's just refreshing to have that day where you're you just know going in you're going to have positive energy with these other teachers who are also math marigolds at their schools, and they're the star teachers or wherever. And then of course, you try to build not just the math marigold thing, but you try to build other programs within your school to try and help with the teacher retention. So this is a little off topic from the math marigold, but I think it's relevant to your question of like here at Brandywine High School, we have started a peer observation program. So we have teachers who volunteer to be observed. And so, my principal came to me and I'm like, absolutely, I'm an open door. Anybody can come in. Like, come on. And so teachers are taking time during their planning period to go visit other teachers and just see what's going on in the other rooms, because it's a profession where all too often we're alone in our rooms doing our own thing. Whereas, doctors talk to each other, lawyers talk to each other, other professions, you're in groups, you're working with other people. And for teaching, you can get very isolated sometimes where you're just in your room and you really don't know. You're like, oh, this Maloney guy got this STEM award or Teacher of the Year award. What is he doing? And they don't know what I'm doing because they're in their room while I'm in my room. And so my principal's been really good about saying, you know what, let's create this Google form and find our planning periods, our duty periods, and find ways to observe each other and get into each other's classrooms and learn from each other. I think that helps create a positive climate that has people talking to each other more. Like, for example, there was one time where an English teacher came into my classroom and he saw the way I was solving equations. And he came back to me afterwards, like, that was a different way than I ever remember being taught that when I was younger. And he's like, I think I'm going to try an English lesson where I do something similar to this. And then he started talking about it. And, here it was, a math teacher and an English teacher brainstorming about a different lesson. And I think that's cool. I think that's really cool. But I think it speaks to when you're in a positive climate where you're talking to actually your other peers and talking about positive lessons, I think that helps create good teacher retention and a more positive climate.
Thanks to Brandywine High School math teacher David Maloney of the Math Marigolds for taking some time to join us on The Green this week. Up next, a look at a community program that engages high school students in philanthropic work. You're listening to The Green on Delaware Public Media.